Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine here to give you my take on the events astrological and astronomical of the week beginning Monday, April 15th. Did you file your taxes if you're in the U.S.? And ending on Sunday, April 21st. Now, I'm going to begin by discussing a phenomena that is taking place, and lots of astrologers are talking about it, because, you know, it happens to create a major shift, and this is Jupiter joining Uranus in Taurus. The exact degree conjunction is Saturday the 20th at 10:27 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time. But of course, the degree that Jupiter is in now is certainly close enough to qualify, so you've been feeling this. And maybe, you know, the big bonanza comes to light or comes to fruition on the 20th. But I did say that does sound kind of positive, doesn't it? And I have always been told that this was a very, very lucky combination. You know, if you have positive aspect, and this can be a positive aspect with Jupiter joining Uranus, between those two planets, a trine or, you know, a sextal, something easy and flowing, then this is when in the old days you'd be saying you can catch the brass ring, which, if you were on a merry-go-round, used to be there. If you could reach up and catch it, that was a win, you know. But also, the greater benefic is Jupiter, and that means the greatest gift and the greatest good, the greatest benefit. And with Uranus in the picture, it's a surprise, it's sudden, it's just fun, and so it can be something to look forward to in the personal natal chart if you have, from this conjunction, also got some easy flow energies, which would be from Taurus. It would be for people with around 19, 20, 21 degrees, and a little bit even on either side of that, of Virgo, the other earth sign, and another earth sign, Capricorn. This would be the biggest bonanza after the conjunction. And then the sextal, or the helpful opportunity flow, is from those same degrees if you have planets or position in Pisces or the sign of Cancer. All right? Now, you miss the third one, because if you have it in Scorpio, third water sign, that can be an opposition. So that's, again, an opposition has to be reconciled, right? So the energy of Jupiter is always about expanding in Taurus. It can be anything in the material world, like money, possessions, real estate, also your values and what you feel about yourself, self-worth, and, you know, things that you feel necessary for survival. The Uranian energy is something that can help us reveal certain truth that comes through intuition also. So we may have a very strong, positive, intuitive hunch about something to do with that very mundane Taurus energy. This will suggest that we will be looking at some changes in the way the material world and finance and real estate is going to be moving in the future. Because this is one of those issues that does put a new light into something that will be continually seen over a period of time. Okay, so it's got an immediate impact, but it also has some influence into the future as it comes. Now, having said that, it's also possible in the world itself that there will be a big and surprising change in the physicalities. So we have been seeing some things like earthquakes and the actual volcanic eruptions that are going on. And there could be a big surprise somehow involving the expansion of some sort of change or shift in the actual physicality on the planet. So this is, you know, most people would be looking at that, maybe thinking that this is, you know, not such a great thing. And it might not be, but it isn't necessarily something that will affect in a terribly negative way. We can also understand and grow in our perception and ability to put our energy into the positive visions, the gifts that we want to see happen in terms of this earth. You know, I'm beginning to see, ever since I sent out, and even a bit before that, the intentions on the eclipse, so many articles and programs that are covering the solutions that people are coming up with for some of the problems that we have been having, you know, with issues on the planet. One of the things is that somebody has realized that you could take glass and turn it back into sand, and you could use that sand to help shore up coastlines or places where that kind of material is needed. You know, I saw something on a program on PBS that was about a young man. I think he's in the maybe Australian area and working in the Pacific Ocean, with a way that he has very amazingly created something that captures the huge amounts of garbage. This is like really a major problem that we're having. And it actually brings it and takes it and creates it into a net that gets fed into a processing center. And what they can do with this is when they refine these pieces of a lot of plastic and other things, they create different types of materials that can be used in positive ways. So it's like a recycling idea again. So Jupiter expanding some of the changes and the ideas, the intuitive ideas that have come in to let us stop seeing ourselves as helpless and hopeless, but how we can indeed get gifts and benefits if we're willing to make changes in the physical. A change in the physical is recycling a product into something that can be used. There are people that are recycling old clothing, which people don't realize what happens to that either, and turning it back into a raw material, turning it back into fabrics and things like that, that new clothing and things like that can be made of. So what do you want to see this happy joining look like? Something positive or something so positive? There's also a great deal of humor in both the sign of Sagittarius and the ruler Jupiter, Jolly Jupiter, they sometimes call it, or they did, and the planet Uranus, which brings in the surprising punchline, you know. So here you also have that opportunity to experience some goodwill and good humor with this event. Now, not knowing your ascendant is going to make it a little trickier for you. But if you are an Aries or an Aries rising, the chances are good that this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus will take place in your second house, which is Taurus house, and that's your personal possessions and what we talked about as Taurian. And if you are a Taurus with Taurus rising, it gets to be in your first house of self. And maybe there's some beneficial energy coming to you, some change even that's helpful for your health. And, you know, how you're feeling about your body and, you know, the way you're presenting to people and stuff like that. If you are a Gemini or you have Gemini rising, this is going to happen in a background house where you may have epiphanies of a spiritual nature, connections to guides and ancestors that are enlightening. And if you are in the mode of doing your spiritual work, this can be very beneficial, but there may also be changes and things that happen in terms of dealings with institutions of any kind. If you are a Cancer or a Cancer rising, you may see this beneficial or changing experience happen in the 11th house of your hopes and goals, also your friends and group affiliations. So Leo and Leo rising is up in the career house, your public life. So are you waiting for a reward? Well, you might get one, or you might get a sudden change in this area of public life. And, you know, it could be for the best. It could be a surprising shift in general, but it should, in essence, be something that perhaps will give you a positive energy result. The Virgo or Virgo rising has this in the 9th house, which can be long journeys. Maybe you're going to take a surprise trip. You didn't know. Somebody invites you somewhere. Maybe they'll even pay for your ticket to get you there. So that can happen. Or on a trip, you may have some incredible and enlightening and enjoyable experiences. If you're in the field of teaching or higher education, or you're looking at teaching or higher education areas or places, this is where that can happen also. And if you're in the field of publishing or even a certain religious officiants may see this being a beneficial time for you. And now Libra or Libra rising has it in the house of funny, shared resources, but I just mentioned taxes. Well, maybe you get a really good refund, or maybe there was a beneficial change in something that has to do with loans or real estate. I said real estate, but I meant kind of the ability to get loans for real estate, and also insurance. And again, that's income tax and inheritance. It could be for some of the Libras or Libra rising, there could be a surprising gift that comes. And also, if you share your resources with someone else, it could be something that you have put together and that grows or has a positive change. If you're Scorpio or Scorpio rising, that happens in the 7th house of legal matters and partnerships. So we can hope that the change and the surprise is a good one, and that you will be pleased. And you can probably feel some of what it is coming in now, even now. If you're a Sagittarius and Sagittarius rising, there is also a good chance this takes place in your house of wellness and your organization, your job, the people who work with you. So some shuffling around going on there. But in terms of, you know, diet and food and how you take care of yourself that way, there can be a positive change, maybe something new that you're trying. The Capricorn rising. This is happening in the house of children, but also romance and investment, which would be very Taurian, which would mean something really good happens with an investment, one would hope. And also creative energies and entertainment. So that's a kind of a more fun place to have this. And your self-expression, you may be feeling a little more upbeat about that, Capricorn rising. If you're an Aquarian or you have Aquarius rising, this is taking place in the home and the family and that lives in a home, either as, you know, your child home or your current home. So there can be some changes going on there. If you were looking to sell your house, this could be the lucky time that you get that surprising offer that you just can't resist. And maybe there are changes, beneficial changes for people that are in your home. And a feeling of wanting to have fun and experience good times in the home. If you are a Pisces or a Pisces rising, this is in your third house of what we say, your siblings, your neighbors, your neighborhood, things that you want to be studying or that you're wanting to do some short journeys that can be very fun-filled and enlightened energies around all of that. Some great stuff with Uranus in the third. There's always huge intuitive hits that come in and change the way you see things and how you communicate about things too, perhaps. So there you have it around the horoscope. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can talk about history and, you know, how that is. But I'm not choosing to do that only because I feel that one of the things we know is when we are looking at astrology, nothing happens in the vacuum. Things always happen in context of the rest of what the planets are doing, in context of how things move in cycles and things that have come before it. And so there's really never exactly the same thing happening again as happened before. I mean, we can look out there, we can see things that relate into the early stages of a world war, and we can look out there in the world right now and see an incredible amount of division and partnering up. Just last night, watching some smaller countries in the Asian region wanting to band together and, you know, have the United States as an ally, which would hopefully deter any kind of aggressive ideas on the part of China, for instance. And this is just only one of many places where we are seeing this now. But this doesn't mean that now, with everything else being different than it was in the late 1930s and 1940, it doesn't mean that we should focus our attention on that fear or that idea. We should focus it again on the now and what we would love to see as a beneficial and most benevolent outcome for this particular conjunction. All right? So, having realized that this did take a bit longer to record, I think I will leave it here and pick up the weekly astrology forecast in a different podcast. So I will wish you all the best of luck, and this is a lucky aspect, so you can have the best of luck. And I'll say goodbye for now.